WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Day 16 of the federal government shutdown, and as the president put it, we got the people that we want paid. The military, FBI. ABC's Rachel Scott reports they are the exceptions.
As so many of those federal workers worry about making ends meet, the House is still out of town. They are out on recess. Lawmakers are still getting their paychecks, and Senate Democrats rejected the GOP proposal to fund the government for the ninth time. There is no end in sight.
An Associated Press poll this morning finds Americans blame President Trump, Republicans in Congress, and Democrats in Congress almost equally. Venezuela will complain to the UN today about deadly U.S. attacks on boats in international waters. Boats the White House says were running drugs. President Trump says he may authorize next military action inside Venezuela. The Vatican says the church has a moral obligation to help victims of clergy sex abuse heal, including financial reparations. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has been shut down for more than 2 weeks now, and that could impact Wisconsinites facing hunger. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Data from Feeding America shows 1 in 10 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reportedly planning to cancel $1.5 billion going to Wisconsin companies for clean energy initiatives. A leaked document from the Department of Energy shows they're planning to cancel about $16 billion approved last year by the Biden administration. That money was set to go toward companies and projects with clean energy goals. Harley-Davidson was set to get $89 million to develop electric motorcycles. Madison-based nonprofit Slipstream is supposed to get almost $12 million for multiple projects, including making some Madison buildings able to adapt to their energy needs. And Wisconsin Power and Light is supposed to get $50 million to upgrade the electrical grid in rural areas and $30 million to build a first-of-its-kind powered storage system in Columbia County. Governor Tony Evers has written a letter to the Department of Energy pushing for them to keep these grants and loans. He says these projects build energy independence and create jobs, all while advocacy group Energy Innovation found that the average Wisconsinite will pay an extra $300 in energy bills each year by 2035 because of Republicans' big, beautiful bill passed in July. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out and this is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few isolated showers around today, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower possible tonight, Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, but warm for mid-October on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 53 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian
Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children,
right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like at Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
And then they settle for lower tariffs, but still high tariffs, and everybody's going, oh, what a relief. No, it wasn't a relief. It was a distraction. It was a con.
We have Matt on the phone.
MAGA's a big cop-out. It's all smoke and mirrors because they know they can't compete with China. So instead of trying to invest and compete, we're just going to make most of the Americans poor and impoverished. We're going to go back to slavery.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX in the Mad City, Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's just short for anti-fascist. It's not a club you can join. There are no membership dues, but they have matching signs. Okay, well, I guess we better round up these domestic terrorists, too. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. Spread it around. There's no chaos in Portland. None. There is no chaos in Chicago. There was no chaos in Los Angeles. They're pretending there's chaos as a pretense for a military takeover. But I'm open-minded. If there is chaos in these cities Trump calls hellholes, let's see it.
Yeah.
Why they are so scared of comedians like Jimmy Kimmel. Doing, once again, better journalism than all of the mainstream media. All right, hey, look, this guy's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
he's important.
Listen, if you didn't bring an incredibly cute Ukrainian child with you this week, we have no interest in talking to you.
Matthew.
He brought Matthew home with him.
Oh, my God.
He was so cute.
Oh, that
you know,
kid.
The kid's brilliant. He's basically a genius. He learned English. It's not just English.
Yeah.
It's vernacular English. It's comfortable English in the way that, you speak, around the old fireplace here and everything. But he's a great kid and very smart.
Yeah, what a sweet kid. It puts a face to the human tragedy that's happening in Ukraine.
Will you go with me next time, Stephanie? Will you go with me?
And we Chris, do you have this here? I'll just, yeah, sure, I'd love to go. Yikes.
You should. You know, we took Joan Baez, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we guarantee you'll be safe and happy.
Ah. Does Zoom work from...
At least happy.
Yes, it works because we had him on from Ukraine.
All right, I'll Zoom from Ukraine as long as I can hang out with Matthew.
We'll talk about it.
You're going to adopt Matthew.
I'm gonna kidnap him like the Russians.
And bring him home.
Yeah.
Like, Stephanie, that's what the Russians are doing. Don't kidnap that child. unbelievable. Yeah, you posted about so many things. I keep saying you totally understand the whole Steve Bannon flood the zone because you can't possibly cover all of the chaos and illegality and just, I don't even know what else to say, incompetence, just a horrible
things listen,
the Trump administration is doing. Go ahead.
Well, instead of actually dealing with real chaos. Trump makes up chaos, like you just in the intro here, talking about the invented BS chaos they're talking about in Portland, Chicago, D.C., etc. The real chaos is actually happening.
Yeah.
In every single sector of government and American society. And look, we're waiting with bated breath to see if the Supreme Court is going to erode the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah.
And other guarantees of equity and voting fairness and so on. We're in really deep trouble. And he's sending military into these cities. By the way, he can't wait for Mamdani to get elected because he's been calling him a communist, which is going to be the pretense for him sending his ICE militia into my city, for God's sake. This is terrifying.
And can we talk about the hypocrisy for a minute? That's why I'm wearing my Take the Shot, Stop Being Weird t-shirt, because there's such...
Wait, what does it say?
It says, Take the Shot, Stop Being Weird about vaccine.
Excellent.
I mean, here's Trump. He got a COVID and a flu shot, and he's got this idiot brain worm, spreading misinformation, and they know enough to get vaccinated, right? I mean, it's just, they try to quietly, not mention that Trump got, the flu and the COVID shot.
Of course he did. Of course he did, because you should get it, and it does actually prevent illness and prevent deaths from COVID and getting really sick from the flu. It works. And by the way, one of the things I posted, and I was just talking to Chris about this, is this research. This research says that Bobby Kennedy Jr. may actually be violating federal criminal and civil statutes by withholding information and misleading the public. He's making statements that, okay, it's sort of free speech if you're a public citizen. It is against the law if you're a federal official. And I've been calling for lawyers to step forward and take a look at these laws and see if we can't get him indicted for something that he's doing that's completely illegal.
Yeah. By the way, nothing you say to Chris matters, and until you say it to me, it didn't happen.
I informed her, though.
I tell people,
Chris,
don't waste your time talking to Chris.
Chris and I are tight, but
yeah, we are.
I did expect him to tell you about, even though I told him 30 seconds before we went on the air.
Yes, yes.
So.
You're very last minute man.
And I did manage to tell you about it.
You did.
Yeah.
Dr. Redliner just posted this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I have the evidence right here.
Oh, great. Let me go to med school before the bump music starts. Okay. You did post we have the largest measles outbreak since it was declared eliminated in 2000. Deliberate misinformation outright lies from HHS undermining vaccine confidence, massive cutbacks in critical research and CDC staff are and will be endangering lives, lies about Tylenol and autism. There is new nonsense, medical nonsense coming out of this administration just about every day, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think he should be allowed to get away with it. We finally have some more overt statements from the medical community, but I think it's really time to hear from the lawyers' stuff. It's like, it doesn't matter how much chest beating my colleagues are doing. It doesn't seem to have any effect whatsoever. And look, I think I would pull out the big guns right now and go after him on some other grounds other than just misrepresenting medical facts, endangering lives in the United States of America. And I think lawyers should take a look at these statutes and let's see what we can come up with.
Yeah.
Yes, siree. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you said circumcision and Tylenol produce autism. RFK Jr. has once again shown there's actually no bridge too far in his insane pursuit of public pronouncements based on deliberate disinformation. He's an incurable madman who occupies the most influential public health platform in the world. Mm-hmm. The only good news we saw this week, Doc, is, well, it's not good news, but, the headline is trust in the CDC at an all-time low. But, the good news sliver was that people are paying more attention to the American Pediatric Association, American Medical Association for their medical advice. I mean, hopefully more and more people will just disregard him. I think a huge percentage of parents think their kids should be vaccinated to go to school.
Correct. But if you are deliberately trying to shake confidence in medical advice, even if it comes from your doctor who you trust, that is, first of all, it produces a lot of stress. If you're a pregnant woman and you're having significant pain and distress from whatever caused it, and you wanted to take a Tylenol in the past, there was a green light. And now we had, a couple of weeks ago, Bobby Kennedy, accompanied by the other brainiac there, Donald Trump, over and over again saying, don't take Tylenol, just tough it out. It's nonsense, and it's dangerous, and it makes pregnant women feel guilty about trying to take care of themselves.
Can I just say, and deeply misogynistic, you know what? Can I speak for all women when I say, you tough it out? you know, like, it's just...
Yeah. And I mean, I guess he wants people to tough it out like he toughed out that fake injury to his ear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Finally, a medical doctor confirming that he did not get shot in the ear.
I don't know that I would go that far.
All right, take it back.
I think it's
take it back,
the first reality TV was TV president was obviously hit by a teleprompter debris or something. But you get cartilage does not regenerate, does it?
No, I mean he did a fist race, but did you hear him crying out for Tylenol? No,
that's funny. Oh
yeah,
my God!
He brought the jokes.
He did.
In lieu of a cute Ukrainian child, he brought jokes.
Well, okay,
yeah.
I'll take it.
All right. So
you're fine.
By the way, it is. You know, you said that. Comedians have become like the front line in kind of the opposition to this insanity, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. Like our frontline guards are Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and the other ones. They're just uninhibited and going after the guy.
They are shining a Klieg light on the ridiculousness and illegality of this administration.
Yeah.
You finally, just one last thing about Bobby Kennedy. You said Donald Trump was so gleeful about his capturing a Kennedy into his inner circle that he tolerates a grossly flawed misfit to run his massive health agency. I predict POTUS will eventually regret making RFK Jr. his health czar and ultimately fire the most unqualified HHS secretary in history. I mean, that's what happens the minute there's bad press. He turns on you, so I guess we can hope for that. But the problem always is it's almost someone worse will be next. I mean, although it's hard to think of what would be worse than him. But
you know, I was thinking yesterday, you know, what you're thinking about is cabinet. And is Pete Hegseth more dangerous than Bobby Kennedy or vice versa? Because those are the two absolutely most disastrous cabinet picks. In memory, I mean, and they're both in critical positions. So this is what you're saying before. We're kind of overwhelmed with governmental chaos and reversal of the American democracy. And look, we're in trouble. And hopefully we'll be let out of the woods here by somebody. Who, though?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one last one. In lieu of an incredibly cute Ukrainian child, let's talk about... This is just so pathetic to me, this whole Kremlin backs Trump on Time magazine cover photo. I mean, it is so pathetic how obviously people just feel the need to suck up to him, whether it's on this, you know, non-peace deal in the Middle East, which has already fallen apart, which was Biden's deal, that you know, I mean, the whole thing, it like you say, it's the coverage that makes me crazy. But the Kremlin has lashed out at Time magazine over its cover depicting Trump after the American leader condemned the choice of photograph. The Russian foreign ministry spokesman said the choice of photo was astonishing. And Moscow continues to try to ingratiate itself with Trump, only unhealthy people obsessed with malice and hatred, perhaps even freaks, could have chosen such a photo. I mean, it's just all code for please don't send tomahawks to Ukraine, right?
Oh, yeah. I hope he delivers those tomahawks. The country needs it. And like I point out over and over again, this is not just about defending Ukraine, and Ukraine deserves our defense and our support. It really is about defending democracy, and we should keep saying that over and over again, because I don't see any reason why Putin would stop if he causes the collapse of Ukraine. The rest of Europe is in danger. There's no question about it. And maybe Trump doesn't care about the sustaining of democracy. Is that possible that he just doesn't care?
No.
And I don't know. He certainly doesn't seem to care about it here.
Yeah, Trump is always for Trump. Now, this last question may not be medical, but so the thing people are saying looks like a vagina on his neck on the cover of Time magazine. Is it, would it be?
What, honey? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to run.
No. This is a medical question. Is
it all right, fine, go ahead.
Technically, like, would a vaginal rejuvenation surgery help it? Or would it, or is it more like, you know, we always say Trump always chickens out. Like, is
it's
it
a
actually
turkey waddle.
Like a poultry,
oh, my
a poultry
God.
Waddle?
You have no idea how much I wish this wasn't a family show. So I could actually explain this to you.
It's family-ish.
In greater detail. But
we only have children on when you're here, so it's not really a family show.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah.
All right.
The person, the guest is speechless.
I'm wondering when he parted Thanksgiving turkeys this year, the turkeys are going to be like, hey, that's our relative.
Yeah. Hey, that's Bob.
Under our neck. Hey, Bob. What are you
saying? I recognize that. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, that's just fun. Okay. Bye, Doc. See ya. Love you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you.
What?
Waking up with sick. Ugh, it sucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. What do you? What do you do? Your choices are you tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait hours in urgent care with this. God knows what those people have. You know how no one's more judgmental than you in an emergency room going, whatever they have.
Yeah.
Ugh. That is disgusting.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You just open your medical emergency kit. I match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. It's not a first aid kit. There are doctor prescribed meds in there for dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting at the doctor. No more whining at the pharmacy. I'm super whiny at the pharmacy.
Well, who isn't?
My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of.
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
What? Hold
What'd
on.
You say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
This is Chapel Rome, Stephanie.
Oh, I knew that, of course. I said, Bella, please put on some Chapel Rome.
Yes.
Put on some Chapel what?
What's that? That's where I... That's where I wanted to get married someday, in the Chapel Rome.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Chapel Rome?
What? Okay.
No, you'll get married at the Pink Pony Club.
I don't even know what that is. Speaking of age, Lonnie and I were just talking about what you call the weekend, but Nancy Pelosi's 85.
Yep. Yeah.
As we keep saying, it's not all about age.
No.
Bernie's out there killing it still.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi, man, that was a swivel when that reporter asked her why she refused the National Guard. She's like, shut up. I mean, she's had it, man.
Uh-huh.
She has zero left to give at her age. Speaking of which, I was telling Lonnie I've been watching Diane Keaton. All week it's been a movie marathon.
Yeah,
I did Father of the Bride 1 and 2, and then I did
Father of the Bride
Summer
1
Camp.
Is so good.
Yeah, Summer Camp was the last film she did. It was only last year, and she looks incredibly vivacious and Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
You know, like just...
The family released the cause of death.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, pneumonia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Because they were saying the decline was so fast, that she lost a huge amount of weight and all that. But I didn't ever... Have you ever had someone like that? I never met her, but I just loved... I mean, her body of work, I just think, is unlike anyone else's between,
she was
Godfather,
a great
Annie.
Dramatic actress as well as a comedic actor.
Yeah, Reds.
Yes.
I mean, just on and on. Like you said, Father of the Bride, as good as it gets, I think, is one of my personal favorites. But even Summer Camp, she was fantastic with, Kathy Bates and Alfie Woodward. I think she was, yeah. But that's just an amazing... God, and what a love life, too. Holy cow. She was with Al Pacino and Warren Beatty, and a little lapse in judgment with Woody Allen, but haven't we all had some lapses? But Keanu Reeves, I think. It was rumored she was
Keanu Reeves?
Really?
Well, they played love interests in As Good As It Gets, so I don't know. But that was... Maybe that was rumored. I don't know. Anyway, I've been watching Diane Keaton. Oh, and also someone posted Jill Sobule's America Back, which is so prescient for what we're living through right now with these ICE raids, and was just so brilliant, and I miss her so much.
Keaton was not in As Good As It Gets. That was Jack Nicholson, Helen Hunt,
and
Craig
Kinnear. Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton, what's the one?
Something's Gotta Give?
Something's Gotta Give.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I forgot the members, and So It Goes is the other one that Rob Reiner directed also acts in A Horrible Toupee, which is also fantastic. Okay. All right. Where are we? By the way, Bella, this one's for you. Jay says, every single dude in the Young Republican group chat looks like someone who went to prom with their waifu pillow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, have you seen the photos of these guys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Stephanie, do you know what a waifu is?
No. Oh, no.
What they're referring to?
Oh, no.
Oh, Steph.
Maybe during the break we can talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Wow. It's not often we give credit to Senator Mark Wayne Mullenk Colby Carrington. How many names he has.
Yeah.
But he rebuked J.D. Vance over his defense of the leaked Young Republican group chat, including racist comments. He said he wouldn't let his own kids joke like that.
Good. No parent should let their kids joke like that.
Yeah.
And no parent like J.D. Vance should excuse people for joking like this.
Yeah. John Corbett says, J.D. Vance keeps saying heated rhetoric from the left is dangerous and must be stopped immediately, but he's confronted with heated rhetoric from the right. He either ignores it, minimizes it with a wink and a smirk as a stupid joke as he does here. Pick a lane, J.D. I'm tempted to tell you an inappropriate joke I told in college and let both of you judge me. I will convene our own little panel.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to blame it on my Republican upbringing. 29 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang coming up.
At Allure Intimate Apparel, bra fittings are everything. Not only how they make you look, but how they make you feel. From bras and sleepwear to swim and lingerie, Allure has it all. Their professionally trained bra fit specialists deliver a discreet, graceful experience that honors every figure. Allure encourages confidence, making elegance feel effortless. Shop Allure in the Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison, where you will discover how fit and confidence go hand in hand. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. So great. Much fun.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but...
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
So she says that you're afraid of her being the 218th signer to the Epstein petition to release the files, that if she were a Republican, you would have sworn her in. What do you say?
I say bless her heart. She's a representative-elect. She doesn't know how it works around here.
Oh, that's a Christian. Bless her heart for protecting pedophiles. Oh, bless her heart for wanting to expose pedophiles.
She's just a chick.
She's right. Aww. Exactly. Okay. Covey says, shout out to everyone whose college group chat didn't involve jokes about rape, slavery, and gas chambers.
Yeah.
You're here.
Mine.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. All right. Should I put myself before the panel? Could you take your organ out for me? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to make a college confession.
Oh.
And if it is wildly inappropriate, but it's A, the biggest laugh I've ever gotten, and B, I'm going to blame growing up in a Republican family. Should I not tell it?
I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
Because we all
you
were
didn't
dumb.
Clear this
we
with
were
me.
Always dumb as kids.
Uh-oh.
I am a dumb kid that voted for Reagan in college. I'm just saying.
I voted for Perot, which is dumber.
Yeah. You. Okay, so we were, that was when I was at USC Theater.
Uh-huh.
We did the Edinburgh Festival.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call it?
Is this when you were the nurse at the end of Streetcar?
Streetcar Named Desire.
Okay.
Among my many roles, right. Including Lucy and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and, okay. Other, and others. Holly and Uncommon Women and others.
I can see you as Lucy.
Just loud and annoying. Yeah.
Bossy.
Bossy. Yeah. Annoying. Yeah. So that year, Shirley MacLaine's daughter, Sachi, was with us.
Oh.
She grew up in Japan.
Okay.
And she was there, was
right.
One of the troupe performers in Edinburgh. And so we were having a surprise birthday party for Sachi.
Uh-huh.
And so we were all sitting in the dark, and someone said, does anyone know how to say surprise in Japanese? And I said, Nagasaki. And I know. Totally. I know it was horrible, but I got a huge laugh, and I'm going to blame growing up Republican. But I just, okay. I'm not defending because I didn't say anything like what's in these chats. Okay, you never said anything dumb in college?
Not like that.
All right, fine. You know what? I only need to be judged by my personal comedy, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Our audience in Nagasaki, Japan as a whole, probably too.
All right,
don't
I'll say to
them,
I'll say
Stephanie,
to our fathers.
You listen to them.
Say
you
to our
ahead.
Fathers and by you... separation of church and hate.
Yes,
and your sins will all be absolved.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, don't you feel bad, Stephanie? Being raised Republican means never having to say you're sorry for being racist. You own it, okay? You were groomed that way. I'm not racist, I'm groomed that way. 28,000! 20, how long does it take to accidentally send 28,000 racist messages? That's not a lapse in judgment. That's a doctorate curriculum. That's what that, 28,000.
Yes.
The future of the party looks a lot like 1939 Germany. That's all I'm saying. Woo. Trump will only condemn Nazis if they're late to the rally. I swear. That's the only time he'll do it.
I totally disavow 19-year-old USC Stephanie Miller douchebag. I don't even know her. I didn't even know her. She was the coffee girl. I don't
listen,
even know.
Listen, Stephanie, there's a place for folks who are completely indifferent to the suffering of the Japanese killed by the bomb, and it's called the movie Oppenheimer. So don't worry. You're validated by an Oscar. You don't have to care about those people. It's fine.
Okay.
He was the real victim. That's what that film taught me. Oppenheimer was the real victim, not the Japanese. They weren't even in the movie. The white guy who dropped the bomb, though, he felt bad. So don't you feel bad.
Oh, Lord.
That movie. Oh, my God.
you posted, in 50 years, the Republican Party has gone from I am not a crook to a crook is not a crook.
Yeah.
We just talked to Jill Weinbanks about this week. I mean, it is just... Because we're like, wait, Watergate was an illegal hoax? I mean,
Yeah. By the way, make your Republican friends validate that. By the way, also ask all your Republican friends, because the media won't, if Donald Trump was telling the truth when he said that Joe Biden's FBI dispatched 274 agents on January 6, 2021. I mean, when Kash Patel has to clean up your lies, when Marjorie Taylor Greene is telling the truth because she knows what the lies are going to do to your party, Good Lord, on a pogo stick. Of course they're mad at No King's protest. They're blaming a protest against tyranny for causing tyranny. This is how their material is at this point.
Yeah, I love how scared S-less they are of this protest this weekend. John, I saved a Stella Parton tweet for you because you are Sir John Fugelsang, best-selling author of Separation of Church and Hate.
4 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, by the way.
Yeah, yes. And Bella said you're all over the TikToks.
Oh, all over.
Right?
Media tour that's murdering me. Yesterday I was on Morning Joe at like 6 a.m. and then I was on Abby Phillip until midnight. I don't even sleep anymore. I gotta do whatever drugs LaVoie does and just keep going.
Wow, we've all been smeared this morning. I smeared myself, but okay. Stella Parton said, why are most of the sex crimes against children in America being committed by white males in the evangelical community and the extreme right political party? I've been paying attention to this on social media for a couple of years now, and it is rampant. I mean, talk about stuff that just gets memory hold. I mean, don't we do a story almost every other day about is somebody getting caught?
Always. And thank God for the Twitter accounts that keep a track of all this. But that's what they're going to do. Friends, you are statistically much more likely, substantially more likely to be sexually assaulted by a clergy member or a youth pastor than any transgender person in this country. And friends, it's not even close. We even have the ample police records. And someday, someone's going to tell someone in the media. Someday. The media will know you have a greater chance of being sexually assaulted by a clergy member in this country than a trans person.
I mean, I grew up Catholic, and, you know, obviously, the number of Catholic priests that, you know, were caught, and I, how did we ever get to this, what do they call it, and I can't remember now, that says it's a left-wing, you know, pedophile ring, when,
Of course.
You know, it has almost always come from the religious right.
It's all projection. The people who shut down the government because Trump wants to fire people are saying they shut down the government. I was on CNN last night with all these Republicans talking about the Democratic shutdown. This is what they do. It's the Republican groupthink. Donald Trump gives them permission to pretend a lie is truth. That's what they do. It's a cult. And so just throw facts at them and make them address the facts. I mean, they're going up against No Kings and saying that it hates America. Because, you know, we're protesting that Trump's acting like a king.
Yeah.
And they hear that, and they're like, you accuse him of acting like a king? Well, then we're going to give him total control of the budget while we close down the government.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's giving $20 billion to Argentina. what, during a shutdown. And we're acting like, it's how presidential.
I love when you go into your
Seinfeld. Voice of reason in this party, Steffi.
Your Seinfeld register is my favorite, John Fugelsang.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know. What's the deal? What's the deal with them saying that No Kings caused the shutout? No Kings was announced in September. The shutout begins October 1st. They're blaming their hangover on a wedding they're going to next month.
You start at Seinfeld and you end at Walter the dog. I don't know what
it's very shrill. I know my legs.
No, I listened. It is. That was John on Abby Phillip last night.
That was me trying to function on Abby Phillip last night. I don't sleep anymore.
I mean, I keep saying that. I think most people are underreacting. Thank God for, I don't know, cameras and footage. This one, helicopter footage shows federal agents using tear gas against protesters and officers on Chicago's far southeast side before driving off. Residents gathered after federal agents reportedly chased and crashed into an SUV in the neighborhood. And, you know, Governor Waltz said Trump's police force is terrorizing school pickup lines and throwing tear gas at local police. He is not making the country safer. We declared a state of emergency in L.A. over what's happening here, John.
Yeah. I mean, and they're going to keep on doing it. And it's not testing well.
Yeah.
It's not making. I mean, Donald Trump, you got to think about this. He's still auditioning so vigorously for the 32% of America that already likes him to like him more. This guy has not tried to cast a wider net for a day since he became president. He's still auditioning to make the 32% of us who are racist adjacent like him. I mean, like, this is not going well. We got to keep mocking them, keep laughing at them. Ridicule is kryptonite to fascists. And I mean, look at Kristi Noem with this ridiculous video that they're airing violating the Hatch Act. And no one cares, right? Like, when I'm going through airport security and I'm having my dignity violated by some guy going through my toothpaste, we got Department of Homeland Security lady blaming Democrats for my flight delay. Yeah. She's turned airport security into a Fox News segment, and the Hatch Act is pretty specific about this, right? Yeah. No government official shall use any government resources to do anything of a partisan nature. They're violating the Hatch Act, and they're doing it in front of the TSA agents they're not paying and forcing to come to work.
Yeah.
I mean, like this, it's performance art about fascism right now. And again, they're blaming Democrats in Congress for the shutdown while all the Republicans are still home.
Yeah.
Because Mike Johnson's telling them not to come back because Donald Trump wants to keep on firing people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're all playing along with this.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guess what I have this week? I have a special guest to quote for you, because before Sir John Fugelsang was a New York Times bestselling author, he was a baby DJ, VJ on VH1.
I remember that.
Yeah, when he was like seven, or he looked seven. Okay, so who said, I've lived 82 years on this earth, and this is the first time I've ever witnessed people delighting in the suffering of others so openly, so proudly, and even recording it for the world to see? Who said that?
82 years old? Madonna.
Madonna is not 82.
No, I'm sorry.
She's close.
Sir Mick Jagger.
Oh,
there you go. God bless him. I'm glad. So this is what it takes for Mick to get political. I'll take it. Great. You know, I mean, more, please. Springsteen can't do all of this, folks. Where are the big stars? Come on now. This is the time. I mean, they're not going for undocumented immigrants. They're rounding up citizens. They're doing this to American citizens because they believe in their bones they can get away with doing this to American citizens who are brown.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And there's nothing about this that is evident in the Constitution, in the law, or in the New Testament. I mean, these folks are haters. And it'd be easy to just say, let it self-destruct. But people are getting hurt. I mean, these Democrats, yeah, they shut down the government. They did it because they're trying to throw up to 20 million people off of Medicaid. And for some reason, the media won't tell folks, when you throw 20 million low-income disabled people off health care, when they need to see a doctor, they're going to show up at the local emergency room, and you are going to fit the bill. That is the socialism that Donald Trump is pushing on us right now.
You and your scampy little book, sir, you have showed up at a very inconvenient time for them to call out.
I know.
Teachings of Jesus, and that everything they do is antithetical to the teachings.
Let me in the building on Morning Joe yesterday, Stephanie. That's how upside down the world is.
Yeah, I'll say. How have you found the reaction? Because I know you were saying early on, I mean, the right wing does, it's like, la, 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 we don't want to hear this message, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I really thought I'd have an easier time getting booked on right wing shows. I really thought they'd have me on, but they're terrified of this because I'm talking about what's actually in the Bible and how right wing Christianity does not give a damn about the stuff Jesus says, and they don't really care about religious freedom, and they're not interested in fighting Satan. Right wing Christianity has one religion, and it is earthly power. That is all they care about. They have to be better than someone else.
And John,
someone's got to be below them. That's their whole spirituality. So right-wing TV has been terrified of talking about this book, but I am so grateful for all of the wonderful podcasts and radio shows, and lately a few cable TV news shows that are having me on to talk about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ali Velshi and The Daily Show, I mean, you know, some of them just have me on to tell jokes about Trump, but when they let me go deep on the book, people are responding, and this is what I said for years. There's so many folks who were raised religious, raised Christian in this country, and now they call themselves spiritual because they're embarrassed because the word Christian has become synonymous with this meanness, this cruel strain of American culture that uses Jesus as a prop, legislates against his teachings, and has a bunch of people just worshiping their own piety. It's awful, and it's not Christian, and I'm proud that I'm just so grateful, Steffi. Every day I have atheists tell me, this book validates my whole worldview, and I've had Christians tell me, this book validates my whole worldview, and I wrote it for believers and non-believers alike.
Can I just make a point of saying that I've been letting you go deep for many, many years?
Steffi has been letting me go deep, quite. There's no other way
John Fugelsang can go. Can go because of the, you know, the depth of his knowledge,
Not that my knowledge plants any flags, though. You know, all my deep knowledge, Stephanie, other men have gone there before, much deeper than me.
You have girth and length of knowledge. That's what I'm
saying.
Thank
you. Yes, my knowledge is thick. And full of metaphor that gets pushed a little too far.
Now, John, are you also, let's just end on this.
Too early for this kind of innuendo, lady. There's people with traumatized kids in their car right now.
Some people are just getting up with morning wood.
God.
John brings it out
in me. These are nice people.
These are nice people. John, so are you as bothered by this coverage of this Middle East non-peace deal that was Biden's deal that Trump took credit for that has fallen apart as we knew it would within less than 24 hours? And can I just say, Andrew Weinstein said Donald Trump pardoned the Camp Auschwitz guy, dined with Holocaust deniers, and said any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion.
The young
Republicans chat isn't a coincidence. It's a culture. I mean,
that's why J.D. Vance is defending it, by the way. That's why J.D. is jumping in front of the bullet to defend those young racists, as only J.D. can. J.D. Vance, who willfully spread a racist lie about innocent Haitians eating pets, a man who buries his face in the lap of a racist he once called Hitler, wants all of you woke anti-racists to stop criticizing these lovable, fully grown adult racists over their harmless pro-Nazi racism. I think we all need to stay alive as long as possible just to watch J.D. Vance's kids grow up and discover who their dad really is.
Ugh.
I mean, it's so disgusting. These were adults. And mark my words, Steffi, some of these people in this chat you'll never see again, but there will be people in this chat who are going to say that they were victims of the woke mob and they will run for elective office.
Yeah.
And I predict at least one of them will have a job in this White House before we get to the midterms.
All right. One of the commandments, of course, is thou shalt not steal. And yet my sister stole my copy of Separation of Church and Hate. And John Fugel saying my personal comedy, Jesus, sent me another one. And that is my
Did
weekend.
Simon and Schuster do? Okay, good. I called
reading.
Them. I told them, send Steffi another one, please.
Thank you, sir. That's my weekend
Not going to read the Bible, but maybe she'll read my comic book of the Bible. So please.
Right. It's religion for dummies.
It's the Bible Cliff Notes.
I want you to read this book at some point and tell me your thoughts, Steffi. I want to get your thoughts on the LGBTQ chapter and the abortion chapter and the feminism chapter. Just read those chapters and give me your thoughts.
I will read the whole thing. Bella's little sister didn't read, what is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird
and then called her last minute, called Bella, like, what's it about?
Like, I need to write an essay on Friday.
I'm going to do all the reading, I swear to God.
That is so funny. That's how Donald Trump was when he had to do interviews about Art of the Deal.
Yeah.
He had to call me a ghostwriter and say, please, give me Cliff Notes.
Just watch the trailer of the movie. Okay. Yeah. All right, love you, John. See you
Thanks,
next week.
Hey, can I just say, Zohran Mamdani, This guy, watch the debate tonight, everybody.
Yeah.
Watch the debate tonight. This guy can talk policy and be warm like Obama and Buttigieg. This guy stands up to Trump. This guy brings people together. He's the most popular candidate with young people in New York mayoral primary history.
We just played
him. I can see why Democrats want to keep him at arm's length.
Yeah.
But check him out for
we
yourself
We just played
tonight.
Him on Fox News, and he was
That's
great.
Right.
Fox made a huge mistake having him on because he was terrific. So anyway.
That's right. He was terrific, and he's humane, and he's so freaking likable. And he turned to the camera and made an address to Donald Trump, which was smart because now so many more people will watch tonight's debate. And I hope your deeply attractive listeners will as well.
Thank you very much, John, you big suck up. We love you. We'll see.
Love you guys. I'm off to Myrtle Beach. I'm going to keynote the Freedom From Religion Foundation. All the atheists doing
our
the Lord's work.
Yes.
So thank you.
All right. Come back and go deep with me anytime. Goodbye.
Anytime, Steffi.
Mm-hmm. Yes, goodbye. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens.
Oh.
Listen, if I'm going to keep up with the John Fugel sayings of the world, my friends, you know, Field of Greens. We all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I have lowered my internal biological age without even knowing. A lot of Americans, we eat too much processed stuff, not enough fruit and veggies, and you can be 10 years older on the inside than your actual age. That's no bueno. A major university study shows how to slow aging, but just drink Field of Greens. That's it. They didn't change anything else. They're eating, drinking, or exercise. Just add Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in there was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney metabolism, even healthy weight. They got berry flavors. They got all kinds of different flavors now. That's fantastic. So good for you. Check out that university study. Get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests. And the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs. And so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeamer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rickall-Cavera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few isolated showers around today, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower possible tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, but warm for mid-October on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? new social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here we go again. Senate Democrats are ready to reject a government funding bill today, again over health care. Vote number 10, if you're counting. Democrats say they're not going to budge until they get a guarantee on continuing the Obamacare subsidies. They run out in a few weeks in most states. When that happens, Democrats think voters will demand Republicans enter into serious negotiations. This is the congresswoman-elect from Arizona.
The problem here is that this is not something a can that can get kicked down the road. People right now, today, are getting letters about the increases in their health care premiums going forward. So this is not something that we can put off.
Adelita Grijalva telling ABC's Start Here podcast she's still waiting to be sworn in and thinks Speaker Johnson is stalling, knowing that she'll vote to release the Epstein files. An alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein is suing the Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, claiming they failed to report suspicious transactions. This is ABC News.